me, or? All right, let's do this.
This isn't about charity. It's about mutual assistance. It's about standing together, building solidarity, and starting where conditions are the worst. Nobody is safe until all workers make a living wage, until we build a floor that no one can fall below.
Oh, you can't spare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't spare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
We learned on the road that the most important thing is food and sustainability. And I think encouraging everybody that to go in that direction of life is like most important right now.
It's better than just standing around doing nothing. And you have to make a stand in life, and this is a stand. It's about time. I mean, we're willing to sacrifice, give our time, and just stand here and represent in a peaceful way what is being done to us, which is injustice.
One of them is this whole idea of corporations as people. And overturning Citizens United, because I think it's totally corrupted our political process. I mean, people think it's just about national political process, but it's not. It's also state and local.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
There's a lot of harsh reality that is what we live right now, and a lot of us are struggling. I don't care what our racial or cultural or language or thought background is, we are in struggle, and that's why events like this are so fabulous and important.
I'm a former retired teacher in New York City, and I see what's going on throughout all the cities as just getting worse and worse. It's not education anymore, it's just babysitting for the kids, and the buildings are falling apart, and the supplies are dwindling. It's on every level.
The old adage goes, rich gets richer and the poor keep getting poorer. I think the rate that the rich should get is should be a lot higher than it is. You know, take them a couple pegs down or two, you know. Let us give us a break, the working class, that makes most of the stuff happen around here.
Yeah, but I just think they should make it more fair for people, you know, for people who have collective disability to be more flexible on times that they work and so forth too, but that's the hardest thing for me, is just finding going back to work full time, which I want to do, you know. So it's difficult. You go to a top 20 school and then you can't get a job stacking peaches, you know. So
you've heard all kinds of statements here, stories here. And with the political situation in this country, it doesn't seem to be very much happening to change the trend. And I think the Occupy movement has hope to be able to do that.